Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Mark Murrow is working this morning and can't be with us. And my guests today are Warren Foster and Deb Blanchard of Valley Performing Arts, talking about their production of 12 Angry Jurors, which opens soon. And would one of you like to tell me what 12 Angry Jurors is all about?
Sure. 12 Angry Jurors is a setting of a jury in deliberations. So the trial has already taken place at the opening of the play. It opens with the jury just beginning their deliberations, and they're debating a murder case, a capital murder case, of a 19-year-old boy who's accused of murdering his father. And the play opens with us to start talking about the case.
And one of the jurors is a holdout, as I remember it.
Correct. I'm very familiar with that juror because that's the one I play.
That's the one you play.
Yeah.
And you're playing a juror also, Deb?
Yes, I am. It's number 12.
And he's the one that becomes the bad guy.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Yeah. We're not very happy with him in the beginning.
But gradually he convinces you all, I think.
Well, we don't want to give too much away, but I'll give you a hint. Deb is one of the hardest ones to convince. She's one of the holdups.
Stubborn. I've seen this play. I don't want to talk too much about it either. How did you come to be a cast? Tried out, obviously. Are you both actors in the past?
I did a play, of course, back in high school, and that's really been the last one. But I wanted to be involved in community theater for several years, and the auditions came up. I auditioned, wanted to get involved, and it worked out. So I'm having a lot of fun. I'm meeting new people, and I'm really glad that I decided to do this.
Excellent. And your background?
I've done a lot of acting. I started at Valley Performing Arts in 1998, but I'd done some acting before that also. My first show there was The Revengers Part 2 in 98. And I did quite a few plays until spring of 2005, and then actually was out of town for a few years and came back. So this is my first show since 2005. At VPA. I did other shows in other places, but this is my first one here since then.
Valley, this is done in town not too long ago, but it's not the same audience, so that's not a problem. And except that a few of us who drive back and forth sometimes to see a play up there, I've seen some very good work, in fact, at VPA.
Yeah, thanks. We have had quite a few people come out from Anchorage to see shows.
Good. Well, this is a good show. It's a really interesting show in which the one juror holdout, you, find yourself facing down an entire group of people because you stick to your guns, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Having served on a jury, like most people my age, at least once, in fact, twice, but I know what it's like in there. If the jurors can't agree, it's very difficult. And this is a really interesting play. And why do you hold out so long? I'm sorry. Deb, why do you hold out so long?
Well, I just want to basically, stick to my guns, so to speak. But as we're deliberating this, I'm starting to listen to more of what Warren's character has to say. And what I find interesting in the play is that as this play goes on, you start to see the personalities and the background of each of the jurors sort of develop throughout the play, and then you start to realize some of their biases. And I just think that's interesting in itself. And I've been finding it interesting as we've been rehearsing that how I'm developing my character has to be because everybody else is developing their character at the same time. So it's interesting how that whole dynamic is working.
Yes, that is interesting. Well, that's always interesting in any play. As each actor gets more and more into the character, the other actors have to change too. From their original idea of their own character, it has to be affected by the other actors, I would think.
Mm-hmm. the director, Wendy Gulter, mm-hmm. she gave all of us a very interesting homework assignment. She said, I want you to come back and tell me how your character changes throughout the play. And because in any show, that's what should happen, mm-hmm. is there should be some evolution in the character. And my character starts off, I'm not sure he even thinks the boy is innocent. He just doesn't think they proved he was guilty. So the attitude is, he may have done it, but they sure didn't do a good job of proving it to me, not to my satisfaction. And so he feels like he shouldn't have to explain that should be obvious to everybody, that it's not the defendant's job to prove that he's innocent. It's the prosecution's job to prove that he's guilty, and they didn't do it, and not to his satisfaction. And so the way the character changes is he eventually realizes, I am going to have to explain this to these people. And he starts off thinking, they should all understand this. It should be obvious to him. I'm eventually, in the process of explaining it to him, he comes up with even more doubts and convinces himself even.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guests Warren Foster and Deb Blanchard, who are playing in Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors, which opens in a couple of weeks. And Deb, your character is determined that she knows what it is, but changes her mind gradually over the course of the play.
Yes, that's correct.
How do you go about acting that change? Can you put it in words? If not, we won't go into it in much.
Even though we may not have incredible amount of lines, there's still a lot of, we're still acting in the way that through body language and through our facial expressions. So I think a lot of my personality and a lot of how I'm starting, my thinking is starting to change, is presented not so much in things that I'm saying, but in how I'm acting in other ways.
Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Right, exactly.
Exactly that.
And to be able to, for me to, as I'm rehearsing, that's, you know, that's just as difficult as remembering lines and being
verbal. Very definitely. That's
right.
Why
so
I brought
very,
this subject
I'm very
up.
Aware of, you know, how is this going to look to the audience, and how am I, you know, am I really portraying this, you know, correctly, or am I getting the point across?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
so.
Which is what an actor does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fabulously interesting to me, because I'm not an actor myself, to see how an actor can actually make that change before everybody's eyes, even without anything to say.
Yeah.
Which that's what makes stage work so interesting. Not to mention movies, of course, they do mm-hmm. too. The same thing happens in movies. So you have a very simple set, I presume. One long table and 12 angry chairs, right?
Yeah, that's one thing I like about this play. There's no scene changes.
Yeah, so it just goes on.
We don't have to move anything around, not very much anyway.
You have an intermission?
There is an intermission, and when we start again after the intermission, it will be start off exactly where we left off before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think they're even going to close the curtain.
Well, quite often these days, nobody changes a curtain anywhere. Anyway, and so how did you come to try out for this, Deb? After all these years of not doing any theater, just see the call and come in?
Yes, I saw the audition schedule, and of course I read the synopsis of the play and the different characters, and I just thought it would be interesting to just audition. And when I remember the day that I did audition, I tried to stop myself from getting really nervous. I said, I'm just going to go in there and have fun and just see how it goes. And I think that actually helped me, because I really, really didn't have anything to lose. I mean, and everything to gain. So that's how I kind of approached it. And I also had to memorize something and be able to, you know, not only read some some lines, but also to memorize something. And I did that just a couple hours before, and I recited that. And it all worked out quite well, and it was a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. I love the Valley Performing Arts because they introduce a lot of people to theater that would not had not before and are unsure of themselves. And then they suddenly come in and find themselves doing theater and usually fall in love. I don't think I've interviewed anyone who didn't fall in love with live theater in the process. And will you try again?
Yes, and I also want to be involved even behind the scenes. So you sort of in both modes. So definitely in the future, yes. I'm going to continue to be involved. I've also met some great people doing this, and that was another one of my goals, was just to meet some new group of folks, and I've done that, and it just added to it. So.
And I don't have to ask you. You'll try out again and again, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I'm so glad there's people like Deb who want to do the behind-the-scenes work, because, to be honest, that part doesn't appeal to me. I like to act, but you can't have the acting without all of that background work being done. So I'm so glad there's people like her that want to do that.
Well, I think we're going to run out of time pretty soon. And this has been a very interesting discussion of acting in a volunteer theater. It's fascinating. And I think more people should come and see these plays, because you're amazed at how good they can be. It's just astonishing. But thank you very much for coming. I'm going to keep you after I do my thanking so that you can help me read the calendar. But in the meantime, Warren Foster and Deb Blanchard, who are acting in Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors, which opens in a week and a half. And thanks very much for coming, but stay and help me with the calendar.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Steel Magnolias opens tonight and continues through February 19th. This excellent play about women's lives takes place entirely in a beauty parlor. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
Out North presents its annual production of Under 30, short, under 30 minutes plays by local artists. Performances are January 27th and 28th and February 3rd and 4th at 8. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The last audition for Anchorage Theater of Youth's production of Rent will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. at their rehearsal hall, which is located at 610 West Fireweed Lane. Please prepare an accompanied song. For more information, contact Stephen Alvarez at 632-2212.
Anchorage Community Theater will be giving a class in theater sound design on Saturdays, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., February 11th through 25th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net.
Cyrano's presents Love, Loss, and What I Wore, which runs through February 5th. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information for either show, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors opens February 10th and runs through February 26th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.